first time I was there, I was nervous because when you fly overseas, you actually have 50 cal guns in your windows and on your tail. And I've had some training on them in the States. You know, every once in a while we go and we do gun ranges, but like this is my first time, like 50 cal in hand, flying over hostile territory, and I was just like nerves were shot. Like I didn't know what to expect, I didn't know what to do, and you know, it's just once you got in the air though, I was flying with you know, people that I've known for 2 years now. So once I got off the ground and flew around a little bit, started to, nerves got calm because I realized I was with people that I could trust and I knew what they were doing. I think we did something like landed in, you know, a forward operating base, a FOB, where, you know, the grunts are pushed out towards the city, dropped off some ammo, picked up some guys, flew them back, and then that was just kind of the routine from there on out. Load on 24 people, take them somewhere, drop them off, load on crates and boxes and take them somewhere and drop them off, pick up more. And, but as a squadron, I think we did three or four missions a day, two birds each. Our unit came back all in one piece. You know, we didn't lose any aircraft, we didn't lose any people. I think the worst that we had is one of our staff sergeants actually got smushed by a bunk bed, like stepbrother style. He was laying on the bottom bunk and someone dropped on the top and went and sandwiched him in, but you know, no real serious casualties for our unit at least. But there was some out there, you know, that we had to respond to. And that's like the worst flight ever is carrying fallen angels to and from the sites. And whenever a military member dies overseas, you know, there's a certain time period to get them back to the States. And so since we were stationed at Camp Leatherneck, which is the main base down there, we'd fly out to smaller ones, pick up the bodies or the remains, and then fly them back to Camp Leatherneck where they'd be loaded to a C-130 and flown back to the States. And not only carrying, you know, bodies, but there was a Huey Cobra crash out there, which are two smaller types of helicopters. And that was probably the worst day. I was getting ready to go on a flight, and I looked, and here comes a giant 18-wheeler with scraps of aircraft pieces on it. Because once a plane crashes, you have to collect all the evidence so that they can do an investigation and find out why it crashed. It kind of shook the complacency from there, because I mean, we had been there for 5, 6 months now, you know, doing the same thing every day. Coming to work, get on the plane, go for a flight, come home, eat, pass out, and do it all over again. You know, and this just kind of was a reality check to, whoa, wake up, you know, remain vigilant, always keep your eyes on your other plane, know what's going on.